Muchas gracias, señor vicepresidente.
Mr. Vice President, thank you very much. We are grateful to Zimbabwe for the presentation of the national reports. We welcome the adoption of the 2013 constitution, which contemplates the principles of the rule of law and fundamental freedoms. We are concerned about the prevalence of patriarchal attitudes and stereotypes in the country that discriminate against women in all the fields. We're also worried about the persistence of practices that violate their rights and the rights of children, such as polygamy, lobola, forced marriage and early marriage, domestic violence, sexual exploitation and sexual violence, and the discrimination against people with disabilities, discrimination against LGBTI people and people affected by HIV/AIDS. We're also worried about the deprivation or lack of access to education and health services, particularly in rural areas, and especially for migrant and stateless populations. We recommend, number one, that Zimbabwe ratify the Convention Against Torture and Other Cruel, Inhuman or Degrading Treatment. Number two, to ratify the optional protocol of the CEDAW. Number three, to ratify the International Convention for the Protection of All Persons Against Enforced Disappearances. And number four, to ensure that the Human Rights Commission is given financial independence, as well as independence for the mandate immunities and appointment of members in accordance with the Paris Principles. Thank you very much.